A man who is the son of a world boxing heavyweight boxing champion, Max Bia Jr. You all know him and love him as Jethro Bodine, and probably until the day he dies, he will be known as that. Even if he's 90 years old running around, he'll still be Jethro to all of us. Of course, we won't be around to say that. Hi, Max. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Mark. How are you this morning?
Great. It's nice to talk to you.
I didn't even know that in Boston they knew the Beverly Hillbillies. It's so far south.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Beverly Hillbillies. Everybody knows that show. That was an international hit, isn't it? I mean, it must be playing in every country.
Well, it played in 67 countries of the world. It played almost 30 years in England and Australia. Played 20 some odd years in Japan, and it comes and goes. You know, once you get into syndication, a lot of things change, and it'll go and it'll play in 7 or 8 countries 1 year, and the next year it'll be in 12, and the next year it'll be in 3, and the next year it'll be in 18, because of the fact that it depends on how many blocks of shows you buy at a time for the syndication market.
Yeah, I was kind of bummed out actually. I was looking the last few days to record some Beverly Hillbillies episodes to use some clips, and it's not playing anywhere around here now.
It was playing, I'll give you an example. It was playing in Vegas. Sometimes it plays in Las Vegas, Nevada, where I have a home, as well as here at Lake Tahoe, Nevada. And it was playing twice a day. And then that went on for about 6 months. Then it changed and went to another channel and was playing there once a day. Then it went off. Now it's back on again. And it's the same thing up in northern Nevada. Anytime a show gets into syndication, they don't leave it on like when a show is a prime time show and they strip it. A stripping means that, so let's say we were on Wednesday night on CBS, then they strip the show, they play it on in daytime as well, 5 days a week in the morning, the reruns.
Right.
They'll play those reruns 5 days a week, right on through the year. But once it goes and is sold into syndication, there's no gauge on how often it is and at what particular time.
Now you've done so many successful things. A lot of people don't know that. I mean, obviously you were in the Beverly Hillbillies until 1971.
Right.
But after the show ended, you wrote and produced a picture that most of us now know, Macon County Line, which
it was
I
a little picture. It was a little non-studio picture that I wrote on the back of a Beverly Hillbillies script after I got divorced and the series was canceled. I was living in a one-bedroom apartment above the Sunset Strip, and I wrote it on the back of a Beverly Hillbillies script and. I made the picture with my partner Roger for $110,000, and it made about $25 million.
And that, of course, is the largest grossing movie per dollar invested of all time. Still,
right? Yeah, still is.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, for that amount of money, I mean, if you think about it, 20 years.